Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
And there it is, Bub. We came right out of it.
Yeah. It's crazy, right?
Hey, it actually worked for about a half a second.
Yeah,
push
it did,
pause.
Man. How about that? How
push
about
pause
that?
Button.
Yeah, no, it's right there.
There you go.
There's pause right there. We're going to come out of that intro, Bob. Good morning to everybody around the world. You are listening to the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, Bob. How about that?
Are we live?
We're picking up about 5,000 new listeners a week. It's pretty crazy, Bob. Good morning, Bob. How are we today, man?
Doing good so far, man. It's the morning has already flown past. It's already 9 o'clock already.
Man. How about that, Bob?
And we've gotten absolutely nothing done. Yeah. I mean, I did go through. I opened up the shop. Do you see how clean it is out there?
It's Bob. Everything's
no, come
beautiful.
On, dude. Have you even listen, man? When it's me out there cleaning, I'll tell you what. I spent like the past, I don't know, 3-4 hours yesterday afternoon, ending the day and cleaning and organizing.
I did see
things
that,
around.
Bob.
I'll tell you what, dude, that place is looking mint right now.
Yep.
I was out there, literally, I was out there just licking the floor to see how it was.
No,
but
you know what? Well, you had an actual meltdown the previous Friday with rags being left out there, both your painless carts being left dirty out there, just a lot of stuff. Bub, we're going to jump into it here in just a second. This episode is being brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Make sure you join us for all of our brand new online apparel for Christmas, 19,000 new parts. We have American Racing. We have Nitto Tire, Bub, Borla Exhaust, Extreme Dimensions, Astita Autosports, Watson Racing. It goes on and on and on out there, baby. I mean, it's a great, great, great Christmas website, and it's going to be kind of like Jags and Summit Racing, Bub.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff out there, a lot of great featured items, a lot of great brand-new releases to the marketplace as of SEMA 17. So some of these products, a month and a half old, to physical public visibility, but then also not even to a point where some of these pieces are in stock yet until the first of the year. That is how new these products are.
It's
and
crazy,
there's,
man.
I mean, everything from true bolt-ons to wide body pieces to, you know, wheels and tires to big brake kits to suspension to upholstery to custom, you know, custom plating and coating and, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Yep. That wasn't you, Mr. Producer. I dropped my phone.
I know.
Right
wild.
There. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique. Miss Outlaw Boutique, Robin and Layla got it going on over there, Bub. They really do. Men's Night was a huge success. We've got a big announcement on the 21st. We did shift the dates from the 12th to the 21st of January. We're going to have the boys in town with us, the 405 crew in town with us. We're going to be talking a little bit about that. Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee event in the world, the Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. Renegade Fuels, Bub. They're going to be powering us and getting us down the road, aren't they, man?
Yeah, man. It's, you know, a lot of great things changing, taking place here at BEM. Everything for 2018 is going to be insane around the facility here. Everything, I mean, we talk about it every day, everything from the client rides to the SEMA builds that we were contracted to do to some crazy, crazy stuff we got going on behind the scenes with all the small tire legends from the 405 crew, even outside of the 405 crew, some boys up in Louisiana, some all over the
right
place.
Right on, man.
So we've got a lot of things going on in the works, and you guys are just going to have to stay tuned to see what we got coming to the table.
It's been an exceptionally crazy week, Bub. We are going to be talking a lot about suspension components today. How do you build them? Not only for a lifted off-road truck, Bub, you build a lot of those, but some of the – I just can't take it anymore, man. It's one thing after another.
This guy put zero prep time into his – pre-show.
Yep. Guess what? I've been sitting here working since 7:30 this morning when I walked in.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, Bub, we're going to have the 405 boys out there with us as well today. They're going to join us. We're going to talk a little bit about suspension components and how do you build things, Bub? Everything from, I was sharing with the boys a little bit, some of the magazine cars you built and the suspensions that harness, you know, these 1,000-horsepower street cars, through the 2,000-horsepower, you know, turbocharged application Camaros that you build. We've talked a lot about that. And we're going to talk a little bit about Jeeps. How do you build those for stability and things like that? Mm-hmm. And the boys from the 405 crew, the former Street Outlaws Discovery hit TV show, are going to tell us a little bit about their experiences with suspensions. You and Goody Bo have been talking a lot about those things. I know you're going to be doing a couple chassis cars and stuff like that, I believe. And we're going to get caught up on that.
Yeah.
Let's jump in, Bub. First of all, let's define – I've got a couple of 405 boys on the phone with us. We're going to jump in. Let's define, first of all, what a suspension is and what it does, Bub.
So the suspension of your vehicle is what gives you not only your – I mean, it's everything. It gives you ride height. It gives you ride control. It gives you handling. It gives you what the car does in terms of its driving characteristics. Everything from stock applications, which would be, you know, shocks, struts, it would be springs, leaf spring, coil spring. We've talked torsion keys. We've talked, you know, I-beam style systems before. We have talked about some serious, serious suspension setups, and every one of those pieces can be custom tailored to whatever it is you're doing. And at the end of the day, all of those come down to exactly that. It is what you're trying to do with your end goal. There are cars that run, street cars run, maybe you want to just lower your, you know, lower your stance a little bit. So some guys will just go entry level with a set of springs to drop their car down. That's all you need to do on some situations. Some guys that are trying to plant some pretty good horsepower on street cars as well, you know, that 750 plus number. So you get up in the 750 to like 1200 horse range. You can pretty much do all that with bolt-ons and plant that power down really heavy with no struggle at all. You get anything more than that, you've got to start looking at, you know, really heavy duty suspension systems in the rear to plant that power, the way the weight's going to transfer all the way down to, you know, going with lifted application stuff. It's all about what you're trying to do there as well. So it's one of the steps where you start off and you're like, okay, what am I trying to do with this car? And then you have to go from there.
And Bob, typically, let's talk kind of just at a generic level. When you're building, for example, a beach cruiser or a Jeep, for example, that's lifted, one of the things you're very concerned about with is the geometry of the suspension. Two things. Is the vehicle going to wander up and down the road? And how will it behave at high speeds? And what impact that raising the vehicle is. For example, a lot of people don't know, once you raise a vehicle, you may start getting a tremendous amount of vibration in that vehicle from what?
Well, you can get that either in raising, I mean, more so with raising than lowering, but a lot of the times there's a lot of guys out there with, especially rear-wheel drive applications, that they lift it, they lower it, whatever it is you're trying to do. If you don't factor in everything down to small details as such as the pinion angle, it's not just about lowering your car 2 inches on a different set of springs to get it down a little bit. It's also about making, or even lifting, it's about making sure that all your drivetrain angles line up and that your pinion angles also are the same on the drive shaft, where they either both come out of the transmission or go into the rear axle housing. All of those pieces have to be considered taken into consideration so that you don't have something that vibrates, that twists differently, that is a different angle than what it should be, because all of that does affect the end result, which is either A, planting the power if you're working with a horsepower-related car, or B, just all the way down to basic drivetrains and the vibration that you would feel coming up through the floors, through the seats, in, for example, lifted truck applications if that is off.
And Bob, a couple of, for example, you're talking about being able to keep the car from twisting. And one of the things I've seen you do on several occasions is build custom roll cages for these applications, several of which have been in the magazines. The black box Nova you did, for example, the one for James Brown that you did. And there are a couple different approaches you used on those. I sent the boys at the 405 Club pictures of both of those cars yesterday. You have applications where you have door bars. You have applications that don't have door bars. What is the difference between the two, and why do you use those in helping get that power back there?
Well, I mean, that's when you have to really, again, like I said, start with step number one, which is what the freak is it you're trying to build. So if you're trying to build a street car, it's going to be totally different than trying to build a track car. If you're trying to build a lifted truck that you just want a little more structure into, typically going to be something that's full-framed factory. When you're trying to work with something like that, a lot of guys, if you put a roll cage in a lifted truck, it's either going to be more for safety or more for show. That's really what it's going to come down to, because you're not really going to have to worry about too much twisting on something like that, right? So when you're looking at all of these items, you have to just start with step number one. What is it you're trying to do? Where are you trying to go with this thing? And then you build to that goal.
And when you're putting these cars down the track, for example, let's talk track cars, especially some of these heavier suspensions. You know, you've got things like QA1, which is an adjustable coilover. You got Panhard rods. Let's talk a little bit about some of these individual components and how they come into play. Sway bars, front and rear sway bars. You know, how do you get that car to stick? For example, Tommy Stedman's 900 horsepower wheelies that you built. You had wheelie bars in the whole night, and you had to have them back there, Bob.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, what you're trying to do. Again, man, it's if you want to plant that power down, you're trying to do a custom back half of a car, then you're looking at full-on framing. You're doing tubing. You're doing independent coilovers on the left and right sides. Some people run different spring rates depending on how their car launches and leaves the line. You know, there's all kinds of factors you have to take in to build something that plants that horsepower. Are you doing a back aft car where essentially you're cutting off everything from like that rear seat area back, when you, whatever you're working with or building, and you're literally putting a full solid chassis back there with either a four-link system that's, you know, gives you super, super solid structure, plants power really well.
That system, I know.
You know, four links with, you know, diagonal bars. There's so much stuff out there that you can put on these cars. It's all about what you're trying to do, what your end goal is, how much horsepower you're trying to plant, what kind of ride you're trying to build, how much comfort are you trying to build into it. Is it going to be a street strip car? Is it going to be a strip car? Is it going, you know, there's so much stuff you have to take into consideration when you are designing these kits and building them out.
Right on. Hey, Bub, good morning to Donna Tessner out there. Good morning, Donna. How are you, hon? We appreciate you joining us. Brent Poole, hey, y'all, from Mean Streets. Mark Hoffman, good morning, Tom and Bub. And Mark Hoffman is Bub.
He is a BEM dirt track racer, number 12.
Right on, man. Paul Martin, good morning. Brent Poole, and make sure HP work for what you want it to do. Ron Gibney, good morning. Good morning, White Rhino. How is everybody? The mics are open. Good morning, boys from the 405 Club. How is everybody today?
So, you know, it just all really sums up into step one, which is always, what are you trying to build?
Right.
What are you trying
to
do? You have to start there. There's too many people that are just like, oh, throw a bunch of crap at it. Well, you don't necessarily need to. You can plant really good power on street cars, for example, just using a lot of today's bolt-ons. You know, for example, all of the S550 Mustangs, man, everything that Steeda sells, you can literally plant 1,200, 1,300 horsepower to the ground with zero problem at all, without a single cut on that car.
How about the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Camaro? Laid out 1176 horsepower on that car. Did two national tours. You had the suspension under that thing. I've never seen something launch so straight and so hard, man.
Yeah, man. It's all about just what you're trying to do. You can get the components out there to do it. You know, if you want to take it further than that, you want to do full, you know, chassis setups. Those are totally different. Those are, those are just a different animal. You can't compare, you know, a full chassis car to a street car. There's just no comparison at all.
Absolutely not. Good morning, boys out there from the 405 crew. They're live on the air with us. Good morning, boys. You with us?
Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody with us out there? Can you hear us?
Yeah. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
There we go. There are the boys. Good morning, everybody. Who's on the line with us? From the former Street Outlaw show. You know them, ladies and gentlemen. They are the fastest cars in the world, the best personalities in the world. Good morning, gentlemen. Who's on the line with us?
White Rhino.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Gibney, White Rhino. You know him as the driver of that big old Chevrolet truck, man. An amazing guy. Who else is with us?
Andrade Sr.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, John Andrade Sr., driver of the Red Dragon Fox Body Mustang, and also father of two generations of racers, who the Cuddy and the Yeti. He is an amazing guy, good dad, good charitable soul, just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful man. Good morning, Sr. How are you, sir?
Doing great.
Right on, man. Who else is with us? Hopefully we got Goody Bo.
Jace Andrade here.
Jace, good morning. How are you? Speaking of the Andrade, so Bo hasn't gotten up yet. Good morning, Jace. How are you, my friend?
Oh, pretty good.
Right on. Ladies and gentlemen, there you go, man. These are three of the very famous former Street Outlaws from the 405 crew. These are the gentlemen we are partnering up and doing something very special with. That we're not allowed to get into too much detail yet. We will be announcing all of those details there. Probably, I think, Monday or Tuesday, Bub. That'll be coming out.
Yeah, that's probably what we're going to be letting out there.
That's exactly right. So, Bub, the drivers and our new business partners, if you will, are on the line with us. And we're talking a little bit about suspension today. That seems to have been a very, very, very hot topic.
Yeah.
I'd like to – I don't know where Bo is. We had a senior – Jace, let's see, Donna Tessner, he's still asleep. Did Brent Poole get on a horsepower? Let's see. Okay. So, Donna, make sure that Bo gets up and gets online with us, because Bub and he are going to be doing a lot of fabrication together. I was on the phone with Bo and Bub late last night, because they want new equipment in here, which I'll call Phil Heck, our fabrication sponsor. I'll get it in this week. Senior, let's talk a little bit. Let's start with you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is John Andrade Sr. People don't know, Senior, what it's like when you're sitting in that tree and that thing counts down. Not only does the reaction time, Jace, you know a little bit about this. All of you guys do. Rhino, you do. But the hit that the body takes, and that was kind of the opening sentence there on today's show. The hit the body takes, Senior, step us through that real quick.
Well, you know, on my car, when it's on a good pass, I know the difference in a good pass or a bad pass by how hard it pulls you into the seat, you know. And my suspension, you know, my car is a wheeling machine if I don't limit the travel on the front of the suspension. That's how high, you know, say the lower control arm goes down when the front end comes up, and I've got limiters, homemade limiters that me and Jace made and put on there. And if I strap that thing down and we're on a good track, it's a feeling like no other. I mean, you literally, when you turn it loose, it just pulls you in the seat and you know that you're on a good pass. I mean, it's a big difference in that.
So Bub, when Senior's saying his control arms, what is, break down a control arm, what it does for the individual, for the common guy?
All right, so control arms, most of the time on the front end of the vehicle, sometimes depending on your front end chassis setup, you may have just a lower, you may have an upper and a lower, depending on what systems you're running. Those are actually set up as your pivot points, essentially, for your left and right front wheels. So it's what allows the wheel to travel up and down.
And typically
in the shape of like a wishbone, for example, if you were to think maybe like a turkey, right? You have that wishbone.
Yep.
So you would have your two points where they mount to one portion of the chassis, either through like a spherical bearing or through a bushing setup. And then also at the opposite end of it, where those two points would come together into one, essentially the base of a Y. That would be where you have typically like a ball joint that mounts into a spindle or control arm, whatever it is you're working with.
The evolution of that independent suspension and those control arms allowed for the removal of the straight axle application, although some trucks like Ford still use them, if I'm correct. Am I right on that, Bob?
That's correct.
And it keeps that as soon as you hit a bump, it pulls it out of your hand feeling kind of, you know, down low. We do have another one of the very famous 405 crew on the line with us. Who just joined us there? Who's our new caller from the 405 crew out there? Good morning.
I joined a long time ago.
Who? You didn't.
Brian. Dirty Bo.
Bo, I was just looking for you. Bo, be honest. Have you had a monster drink yet?
No.
No, I have probably four or five of them in the fridge, and I haven't made it in there yet.
Well, why is your beautiful wife sending us messages saying that you are totally out of control and you overslept last night?
That's my mom, fool.
Oh, okay. Hey, Bo, did you see us trying to get everything started on the – I was trying to get Senior to start with ops yesterday and blaming things on Jace. Did you see – and nobody got started. I couldn't get the rivalry going yesterday afternoon. What happened? Were you guys all asleep for Friday afternoon?
Man, it was Friday afternoon, and probably everybody was partying before you got all that started.
I think Senior was in bed already.
We get into our own fights anyway. We don't need any help on that deal.
No, I know. But, you know, it's always fun to get a little bit of fun stuff going, right, you know, with this. Hold on one second. Caller, good morning. You're on the air with us. How are you today?
Good.
Who's Senior?
Yes, sir.
Good morning, yep. Paul Senior from Orange County Choppers. How are you, my friend?
Okay, so let me just ask you something, okay?
Uh-oh, right. here it comes, boys. 405 boys, here it comes. Senior is on the phone with us. I told you that would happen. The legend himself.
So I got,
good morning, Senior. How are you, sir?
Good, Harry. I got a question for you.
Go ahead, sir.
I dropped off a Ranger quad there yesterday, and I was wondering if you got to put that supercharger on it yet.
Senior, you're not going to believe this. I got in this morning, Senior. Bub's got like a six shot of NOS on this thing. It's got, I saw this thing hanging out of the, Bo, literally, Senior, Bo was underneath of it. On one of those scooters while Bub's building the top side. Bub slid underneath of it, Senior, and he's welding suspension components on it. You should have seen this. Like Santa's elves were at work here, Senior.
You know, I'll tell you why I need that done, okay? We live probably about 3 miles from all the restaurants down in Delray. And when I get hungry, I get grouchy, you know? So I guess we need something that we can get in and get down there fast so me and Joan don't get in an argument about it. You know what I mean?
He gets hangry.
Well, senior, somehow I think that it's not Joni that starts the arguments.
Never. Yeah. Well, you know what? That's another situation for me.
But I know, senior, I'm just trying to cover you and I because it's the same way with Robin. Yeah. She never does anything wrong, man. You know that story.
No, I do. What did they say? You're better. What did
you? You can either be happy or you can be right, but you can't be both.
Yeah. So I want to be happy.
That, there
I
you
care
go.
About being right.
Joni, yeah.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is beautiful Joni, Paul Sr.'s wife you hear in the background. She's an amazing woman. Joni is also an amazing businesswoman. She is incredible. I can't discuss personally what she does with their businesses, but she's an incredible people around the world. It's always good. I had the conversation with Senior yesterday that we are only as good as the women that stand behind us. I think that's a true statement, right, Senior?
That's right. That's why you guys are train wrecks.
Oh, great.
Yes. Yeah. And it is true. You know what I mean? It's definitely
it
true.
It really is. And Senior, you've got a big event today. Can you tell the world what's going on today? I can tell people, I cannot disclose your location, but I can tell people that you are in South Florida. You have a big event today. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, we're going to head down to Sebring.
Up to Sebring.
Up to Sebring. And,
up to Sebring, yes, sir.
And I built a bike. And it's an exotic car dealership. And we're going to auction it off. And all the proceeds are going to go to the Salvation Army.
Nice,
it's actually it's not as exotic. It's actually Allen's Chevrolet dealership on 441 in Sebring.
I told you she was smarter than me.
Senior, just go right, honey. Yes, right, honey. You've been in this game long enough, right?
Hey, senior's like, back to the drawing board, guys. We put a Ferrari engine in a bike for Chevrolet. Whoops.
Yeah.
That a Lambo engine you just wedged in the Gator for senior, bub?
Yeah, it is.
Exactly, man. So
wheelie bars and all.
So senior's going to be at Allen's Chevrolet in Sebring, ladies and gentlemen. You can meet him in person. And it's no secret, bub. I have long been... Not only a friend, but a fan of Senior's. You know, it's his business model that employed us to where we are today. And we talk about that long. We talk about it often. And there's no greater man in the entertainment industry. I believe in my heart. And when you meet Senior and his beautiful wife, Joni, in person, you truly find out what good salt of the earth, hardworking people are. And I encourage everybody to go see Senior and Joni at Allen Chevrolet.
Thank you.
How long are you guys going to be here for all of the local listeners down here?
Yeah, how long will you guys be out up there today?
We'll be out there for probably 3-4 hours today, just, signing autographs and shaking hands and meeting all the good people. We've been to Sebring before, and it's really a great area. A lot of true neighborhoods and people that have lived there for years. It has a great feel. I really love that area. So we're looking forward to meeting the people that live there.
Right on that. And a lot of people don't know all the boys from the 405 crew that are with us right now and our new partnerships. And you know a little bit about that. I can't discuss it with the whole world, as you know. But a lot of people don't know, Senior, that you are a real, real, real car fanatic. And in fact, at your residence in New York, you have a tremendous collection of cars, not over on the lower level of your garage. The upper level has the bikes, of course, in it and all of those great things. And we're bike people too. Love them, love them, love them. But talk a little bit about cars and why they're so special to you, Senior.
You know, it's funny because sometimes you don't even know why, you know, you or how you got into cars, and then it kind of pops in your mind that, you know, for me, when I was like probably, maybe 8 or 9, I don't have a great conception of time, but you know, my cousin, she used to like watch us all the time, but her boyfriend had a 56 Ford, and you know, he had the moon eye hubcaps, and he had the moon eyes on the lower front fender and the cutouts coming out. And I think that's, you know, that's when I actually started getting into cars, you know. And my father had a 53 Oldsmobile. They had their big motors in them. But I think that's where I first started, you know. But I don't, you know, you guys are definitely into the speed and stuff like that. And I have one car that I'm doing right now that's probably a pretty fast car. But I'm into like, you know, I'm into like 70 and down GTOs and 442s. But most of my cars are the early muscle cars that you thought were really fast back then until you ride some of the cars today.
How about that? Like, what? How would you compare that to? Do you still have the Copo Camaro Junior?
No, I don't have that anymore. That was a fast car, though.
Oh, my God, man. Brutally fast, right? I mean, so you look at the technologies, and, you know, Bub, that's one thing you do. You not only know how to set up a tri-power, you know, setup and build that motor, you know, and all the specs in your head, but you can do it all the day with all the way to twin turbos a day, man.
Yeah, it's, you know, it makes it a lot of fun, especially when you're in this industry. And, you know, I'm sure Paul Sr., you'd agree as well, especially Junior as well with where he's at. But, you know, when you look at today's technology and what today's equipment allows you to design and manufacture, and the quality of today's, you know, everything from electronics to wiring to the fuel injection systems to even the carburetors, man, the way that they're getting cast and built now, and everything about it just allows you to build such incredible, reliable, strong components. It's amazing. It makes it a lot of fun.
It really is. 405 crew, you are on the line with the world famous Paul Sr. Go ahead, gentlemen. Please feel free to speak to Sr.
And that's the truth. I mean, we probably couldn't go as fast as we do without the technology that has come about, and even just the last 10 years. I mean, turbos and superchargers have all caught up. You know, back in the day in the 80s, it was all nitrous. I mean, if you want to go fast, you had nitrous because we couldn't afford blowers. So we all just, you know,
usually
nitrous was blower in a bottle.
Back then.
Yeah.
But everything like
that. Bob, I know a lot of these cars that you're building right now, you and Gody Bowe are doing a lot of design work right now. Wayne Barley's gold car from the first Street Outlaws show with the boys is here right now. And you've got Bo's Box Nova. There's a lot going on back and forth with that car as well.
Yeah.
I think you're moving things over to twin turbo applications and getting away from kind of the nitrous. You left nitrous a while back, Bob. Why is that, and why did you stay with Turbinetics and those twin turbo applications?
I mean, for me, it was a personal opinion was, you know, I left it because of the quality of what today's forced induction applications are bringing to the table. And it's astronomical. You can literally take a 1,000-horsepower motor and on a basic level, double that if it's built properly, go to 2,000 just by putting, you know, forced induction on it. And you can do that all the way up. You can typically take out of a box any turbocharger and go 40% minimum increase on horsepower if that motor can handle it, all the way up to 60, 70% increases on just by doing forced induction. It's strong. It's reliable. Very easy. If something were to go wrong, it's very easy to rebuild it. You're not going to have, you know, if you had to rebuild a turbo, for example, maybe it's something internally goes wrong. You've got shaft play, a bearing goes bad, whatever. You can rebuild that in an hour versus you have a nitrous application. You've got to go through the inside of your motor and rebuild it in an entire 2 days, day, 2 days to get, you know, everything pulled out of it, pull the lower end out of it, redo your rings, all kinds of stuff.
So, Bub, you, Senior, all the 405 boys, everybody on this call and on this show knows everything about quality, quality, mm-hmm. quality, quality. We have a car in here right now. It's a 16 Mustang that was at a competitor's facility, charged these clients, and they saw it based on they saw the SEMA car you built, the BEM 17 SEMA car. It's the only 603 stock block EcoBoost horsepower ever built, and they saw that on TV. They contacted you. They brought it in. Tell everybody, Senior and the crew, what you found with that car. Now keep in mind, they put 30 $1,000 into this car.
All right, so listen, so there's everybody knows we do not down talk or
we don't,
you know, just
no good at
throw
it.
Hate at anybody out there in the industry. Let me tell you, man, this is the first case scenario where I've ever seen a stock production Mustang come through our doors. So originally these cars were rated at 330 horse, 410 foot-pounds, right?
Yes.
Fairly respectable for a four-cylinder Mustang,
yeah,
rolling off Ford's assembly
right
line. So that was from 50 on. These are the 2.3 EcoBoost four-cylinders. So that car comes out. Somehow, some way, this client X,
yep,
drops in, you know, close to 20-plus grand into the first setup, bigger turbo kit, having the motor pulled and rebuilt. Their dyno numbers on the first pull, I kid you not, I'll show you the sheet.
Ready for this, guys?
286 horsepower.
Went backwards.
We went down.
Right? Went backwards. So they blew this motor. Now, Bo, granted, this sounds like something I built.
We didn't even, hey, that client didn't even need to upgrade his stock springs for that power decrease.
What?
Yeah, right. Stock rear, everything.
So, and senior, that car is literally sitting on the film stage floor right now. And so the long and short of it is they went through one transmission and three motors. The client pulled it and brought it in here. I met with them last Saturday. We're not open on Saturdays because we're doing the show. We got out of post. I told them, come on in, we'll sit down. It's a single mom and her son, by the way. And they saw this just as an opportunity.
That's cool.
Yeah. You know, how do you take advantage of somebody morally and ethically like that?
Right.
You can't. It's not fair, right? So we decided to
meet
the labor on the job, a majority of the labor on the job. Certainly not a moneymaker, but you go through and put the car back together. She brought someone she knew in who's fairly good with automobiles there. And good morning to the beautiful Robin, who is joining us as well. She'll be calling in too. But she brought a gentleman who saw the car. She was very gun-shy, as you could imagine. She just showed up surprised here. We keep the gates closed so that people can't get in. You know how it is, senior, when you're trying to work and people are in your space. She walked right through the gates, came in, and this guy looked at it, and after 10 minutes of conversation, he said, look at this facility, man. It's pristine, and these guys know what they're doing. And, Bob, what had you found had gone on with that thing?
Oh, it's a mess, man. It's, you know, the first engine they went through, somehow they threw three rods out of the side of the motor. You know, it's, Jesus, you got to throw that thing up to like 50 pounds of boost to do that. First motor was that. Second motor, they wound up blowing the head off of the thing with the studs. So it was just an absolute mess. Now we're on the third motor. Supposedly the hole inside of it's forged. We'll find out once I get in it. And, you know, we're going to build this thing right so that, you know, this thing will lay down. Again, it's not going to be a lot because it is coming out of that 2.3 EcoBoost, but we'll lay this thing down at that probably 520 horse mark, which will – that'll be super fun for him in a street car.
It will. It'll be really
– that's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a lot of fun, man. And they laid on the catch can, broke the inlet line to the catch can, and the bottom of it unscrewed. It's one of those billet aluminum ones, so the oil was just dumping over.
I mean, the can was just laying on top of it, literally on the exhaust compressor housing of the turbo.
How can you do work like that, man, and go to sleep at night?
Rough.
I don't get it. Senior, you have a lot of things that are going on right now at Orange County Choppers. Are we allowed to talk about that a little bit?
Sure, there's no secrets in my life, bro.
I know there is
in the world.
I don't have any secrets either. Just ask the media, right? Senior,
everybody knows.
Yeah, exactly. First of all, let me preface by saying you're an amazing dad. Despite what the media would have led you to believe, you are a dad's dad. Everything about you is you and your children. And you have long since been a role model for me from a business and a paternal perspective. I've studied it. I've eaten it. I've lived it. I've slept it. I've employed it. And I'm a success because of it. You had a very successful 10 years, I think it was, with Pilgrim TV. That was the first production house, right, senior?
Yeah, I think it was 13. And that's who we're back with now is Pilgrim again.
So, senior, take us through. A lot of people were left with a very bitter taste in their mouth because they truly didn't know the Tuttle family in a way that Bob and I are blessed to know them. and they saw this great legal battle drawn out, and they saw this hate of father and son, and that was the one thing that tore you up and kept you on the side of your bed crying at 2 o'clock in the morning. And people don't know that side of you. You're a very soft, sensitive man. You're a hell of a businessman, and you're not afraid to get into that business environment, but you're a very soft dad. And when last people knew, you and Junior had kind of separated ways. You and Mikey retained your relationship. Where are we today with the new show? Please bring us forward. And everybody, I think you're going to be surprised.
Well, listen, you know, that wasn't a good period of life for either of us, you know, and I think with the overnight success, I don't think that my kids were really ready for that. You know, I've been humbled all my life. So it was hard for me to adapt to that too, because it was so, you know, it was like, we did a show, we did a pilot, and then we did a one show in a series, and it just blew up. So it's like, you know, when you're a regular blue collar guy that's worked, you know, had a welding shop for 26 years, and then all of a sudden this happens. It's difficult. And I think that, you know, especially my sons who were much younger, you know, it was, you know, TV relationships are relationships, but TV really blows them up and magnifies them. But, you know, there's times gone by, I think it's 5 years or so, you know, my son, Paul, he has a 2.5-year-old, son himself. Beautiful. So I think that people get wiser as they get older. And listen, it's not that I never stopped loving my son. It's just I didn't like him. but you know, we're good now. He still has his own shop. You know, the show, there's no more animosity, so there's no more, no more fighting, none of that. But he still has his own business, and I still have Orange County Choppers. And, you know, we're just there to help each other out.
And, Senior, would it be okay for me to let the world know that one of the things you wanted to take the focus off of was kind of where it left off, that bitterness, and you now wanted to place a focus on the emphasis of the family, and people will be seeing that resonated in the new show?
Yeah, there would be no deal in place if that was the way it was going to be. You know, there was a long time negotiation period, you know, and one of the things that I totally, totally refuse to do is to go back there. Under any circumstances, it's not as important to me. Our relationship's much more important to me than a show. So they're on the same page. They know what the deal is. Everything's not going to be perfect. But that's never going to happen again in a lifetime.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you really want
which, by the way, though, Senior, you have to admit it's probably going to be a little better for you in the end, because you'll have to stop replacing the doors right there on the side of your office.
You know, I'm going to tell you something right now. In my mind, okay, I'm here for a couple of days. In my mind, I'm always trying to think of something to blow up or something to destroy. The doors are definitely going to keep going. Yeah. But, you know, that's what – listen, Mikey, myself, and my guys, you know, I'll be honest with you. When we – like, my guys are tired sometimes from going 7 days a week. But if you take them and you blow something up, they're brand new. They don't want to go on vacation.
Exactly,
they want to blow
right.
stuff up.
That's exactly right, Bub. That's why I keep lighting clients' cars on fire.
This is true. Only we have a lot of insurance claims with you.
Yeah.
You know what, Senior? And then I'm going to have Bub read something to you. Senior, you know what was one of the funniest friggin' – and, boys, jump in here. You're on the line with Senior. Please ask questions, share memories. You know what was one of the funniest – two of the funniest memories, Senior, from the first show was when you had one of the skull caps on and you got inside the Blue Expedition and it was time to get out of the old iron workshop and head over to the new OCC. Jesus Christ, I'll never forget you. Just, and that's just so typically me driving through the walls and tearing it up, man.
You know, it's like the kid inside never leaves, you know what I mean? So in my mind, I'm still that kid, you know, and I, you know what, that was probably you know, we did a lot of funny stuff and had a lot of good times, but that particular show, I'll tell you what it was supposed to be. I was supposed to back up and kind of hit into a 2x4 and knock it down. And when I hit that 2x4, something went off
something
in my mind
inside.
And I took that whole thing down. The roof was falling in on the top of the car. It just, that was one of the things we did. There was a lot of them though, you know.
Those were the best of times. And one of the other memorable, funny times was when Mikey took Old Blue back on the property there.
Yeah,
it was when you first started building the house, actually. And
yes,
he got
went in a pond.
God
right
dang it,
pond.
Senior. Do you remember that, man?
Oh, geez. I don't really forget any of that stuff. And I think the fans, they'll never forget that neither. They'll remember that before they remember what happened in the show. Because still to today, you know, people always say, you know, one time I drove my bulldozer or my backhoe into the pond. People never forget that stuff. And I think moving forward with the new show, I really want to have fun, you know. And I want to go back to those times that we really did have fun. So, you know, the show... You know, you want the show to be successful. You got to build cool bikes. You know, there's got to be some drama in there. But for me, I want to have fun.
Well, you know what? I don't know if you ever saw the one, Senior. We were up there hanging out back. You came in. In fact, you came in to pick up some media with Christian. It was just shortly after I pushed a bike off one of the lifts up there. And you looked over at me, and I thought you were going to kill me. No, I'm just kidding, man. But Senior's just a wonderful, wonderful just a wonderful, wonderful guy. Senior, what nights will the new show be airing? Because you are truly going to bring reality TV back to reality TV.
Yeah, I think they're going to do like a motor night on Wednesday night. So it'll be some car shows and whatnot. But I think it's going to be Wednesday night, either at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock on a Wednesday night. And it's going to be like a Motorhead. You know, there'll probably be 4 or 5 shows on.
And we like Motorhead stuff.
We like exactly. That's what Jim Burks, our producer, is saying. It's going to be a Wednesday night thing. Bub, would you please read, our producer just flip that page over, and would you read to Senior what, read the bottom one right there.
Yeah, we just had Senior Robin Nelbach write in. Senior, thank you for letting my family hang out with you. They love you.
And you know what that's referring to, Senior.
That's good.
So that was just this week when Robin's family had the honor of meeting Senior. And that's what I'm telling you guys. People around the world do not know the Tuttles like we do. They are good people who care about people and animals, man, and animals.
Yeah.
We're sitting here with a little chihuahua that we brought down with us that we rescued from the shelter on Sunday because the shelter had no heat. So when we were getting ready to leave, Paul said, "What are you doing with that dog, by the way?"
Right.
I said, the dog already has a ticket.
Yes. Come down.
Unbelievable. Senior, your time is extremely valuable, and I know you have to get ready for the big Sebring event. Bub, again, where is Senior going to be today, and how can people meet him in person?
So, Senior, you are going to be, Joni, correct me if I'm wrong, you said it was at Allen's Chevrolet?
Allen's Chevrolet and Sebring. And they're doing a giveaway of a bike, actually, so it should be pretty good. It's an auction, and they wanted it to be able to be affordable to locals, so they did it on a $10 ticket basis, and they did sell out from what I understand. So it should be pretty good. Some local person will be winning a custom bike.
Yeah.
So Senior, check this out. If they're looking for something very reliable, or I'm sorry, very affordable, and Joni, you can, since you're kind of a Senior's business manager, just as Robin is mine, why don't you stop by here? There's like 4 or 5 bikes that I rode, and they're wrecked.
Every one of them.
I have a few of them.
Hey, so Senior,
here's a quick funny story. So as you know, we sent our driver Craig up to New York right by you. So we get a call like, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 hours into it, and he had just gotten Georgia. So yeah, he was probably 5 hours into where we are down here in South Florida. He just gets in Georgia, and he said that he noticed that the trailer was wobbling for like a good hour and a half. He didn't know what was going on.
Hilarious.
So he pulls over at a service station, and he checks the tires, everything's good, checks everything out, everything's all good, truck's brand new, so no problems there. And then he opens the back door of the trailer, and there's one of the Harleys that's brand new with 11 miles on it. They're just playing ping pong in the back of the trailer.
Yeah, that was the one I sent. I had just sent up a senior.
That's great.
They go, can you tell me how the bike got up here with damage? I just say, you know, hey, how did it get up here with damage? I said, there was no damage when it left here. And I just kind of snickered and walked away.
Yeah, right, later.
Yeah.
Jim, if you really
your problem now.
Yeah, exactly.
Really
not mine. You say the it's like you say the cash did hit my account. Perfect. Enjoy the motorcycle.
Yeah, great.
If you guys really want to laugh, so I met Paul when we were both volunteering at a animal shelter, and this is the God's honest truth. I met him once before to give him a dog, but he was doing some work at the animal shelter, and I was dropping off some paper. Well, he was cutting a tree down to help make a field for the animals. The only problem is my Audi A4 was in the way of the tree, and people were waving, and I didn't know what they were waving
senior,
at.
Oh, senior, that's perfect. Senior, that's perfect.
I threw the car in reverse, and down came the tree, smashed my hood, snapped my strut, the glass came in, but he got my attention.
Yeah. I'd recommend that for anybody that's...
Hey, senior, did you just throw down the chainsaw while it was still running? It's like in the background, and run over and jump on top of Joni's car and put your hands on your hip like you're Superman and go marry me.
No. Actually, my jaw is down to my knees.
You just kept cutting trees. Yeah. I'm like, whoops.
What?
Well, that's okay.
Yeah,
we just moved. Senior, you know where I live, over in the PGA Nationals there, right? And mom really liked those homes. Robin really liked the homes over in Villa de Estates. So I said, okay, babe, we'll go ahead and get one, right? So we put the one house on the market, right? And I've got the five major golf courses of the PGA that surround me right there. So it's where they fly all the guys in and they play these golf tournaments. And personally, I can't stand golf. But anyways, I'm a great golf cart driver because – yeah, and yeah, I put them in the you put them in the drink and let somebody else figure out how to get the golf cart out, right?
That's it.
So I'm sitting there. There's this one tree outside of the and we opted to get a little smaller yard, bigger house, but smaller yard. We don't want to deal with it, right, senior? I want to focus on, you know, the show and having fun, right? So Robin goes, I really don't like that tree there. This was just a couple weeks ago. And I said, okay, babe, so what do you want me to do? She goes, that tree needs to come down. And I said, okay, tree comes down. So this thing's about what? And you know how palm trees are, right, senior? They've got these like, it's like tendons right inside of, so they can handle the wind, right? And this thing's like 18 inches wide. Well, already I'm at my limit because my chainsaw is like 12 inches, right? So I'm like, I can get this, man. No problem, right? And this guy's got this white Honda that lives next to me, hasn't moved it at all. I swear to God, he looks like Albert Einstein. And the only time he comes out is night to walk, right? It's like a bizarre situation.
So he's an albino.
Yeah, he's an albino, right? And so I'm like, okay. And Robin's like, babe, just be careful, okay? So I'm like, okay, I'll make sure everything goes right. I know how to cut my front line. I know how to cut my back line. I'll tie a string to this tree, and I'll keep the pressure coming this way. And down on the Honda it went. And I'm like, sir, I'm sorry, I don't know.
Oh, that's
a lumberjack you are not.
No, definitely not. By the way, the Honda still sits there with the roof caved in and a flat right front tire, and I don't care. So
he probably hadn't even noticed.
It's memories, you know.
Yeah, he hasn't been out of the house to notice, right? So
you guys went to the same lumberjacking school for sure.
You'll often find senior and I acting like we're hunting in a tree somewhere, and we're just like just trying to hide from everybody. So it's okay, right? The stories that can be
told.
So senior, we're going to let you get out there.
If you see me behind the tree, we're from Oklahoma. We're taking a leap.
That's or I'm in your crosshairs, one of the two. I'm not sure which it is.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
have a great Sunday.
Yes, and we wanted to get
thanks,
you
guys.
Oh, Senior, thank you so
thanks,
much,
Senior.
Man. Thank you for everything
you've done
for us personally and professionally, Senior. You have been an amazing mentor to me and a wonderful friend. And your wife, Joni, is just absolutely good people. You're the best of the best. All the success in the new show. God bless you, man. You're just so amazing, man. I can't thank you enough.
And we appreciate you guys too, and we appreciate helping us out, bringing that the four wheeler down here. And we're looking forward to see. I think it's the 13th. We're going to see you, right? Is it the 13th?
Exactly.
We'll be down
January,
here.
Mid January. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So. We'll
19th, 20th.
Yep. So you guys get out there and have a. Well, you guys get out there and have a good day today. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. Take your Chihuahua out there with you and do not give him away on the motorcycle.
Exactly.
All right, guys. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks to you guys.
Johnny Senior, thank you. We love you guys.
We love you guys too.
Bye. 405 crew in the house. That is the world famous Paul Senior. How about that? Isn't guys, just like this crew here, man. You see how he wrecks everything? Well, you guys got to deal with me on the new show. How about that?
Okay.
How about it?
All right. Suspense.
So, hey, Bo, you're on the line with us. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Tessner, who we also know as Goaty Bo, correct? Bo is like, he's just got a very... He's straight to it, like Senior and I are, and he's just a very meticulous builder, as are all the 405 crew. Bo, I wanted to share with everybody, we were talking a little bit about suspensions yesterday. You and I had some very deep conversations throughout the day, sidebar conversations, and Bo, I didn't even have it. You were out fabricating yesterday.
Man, dude, I was so freaking busy. Hey, Goaty Bo, I wasn't ignoring you either. I got your text last
night.
I told him last night. Freaking busy,
I explained to him last night. He said, he literally called and said, is Bob okay? And I said, yes. And I explained to him what was going on personally. Nothing bad, but what you were doing. I told him, you know, the party's tonight. Bo said he's getting on an airplane and he'll be here.
If you want an epic party, be here. Frankie Minichino, come on, you're invited too.
Yep,
he's out there.
Frankie Minichino, the Marlins.
Hey,
coach.
He wants to know the bicep routine. Frankie, just ask Double D.
Hey,
Derek Dietrich.
Hold on 1 second, Frankie. Hold on a second. I've got the bicep routine. Stop it, right?
Half a bicep.
That's exactly right. Frankie's a great, great Marlins coach. Wonderful guy. Super dude. So, Bub, I was talking to Bo last night. Bo, I want you to talk about, as we talk about these suspension things over the next couple minutes here, I want you to tell us what it's like to strap in a car, literally strap in a car, watch that tree with the adrenaline punching, and what happens to your body when that light drops?
Really just kind of depends on the caliber of car you're in and whether you're used to it or not. Earlier, whenever I first started racing, you know, like I told you yesterday, I made quite a few changes to the car at one time, which picked it up quite a bit. When I let go of the trans brake, it knocked me silly. Like,
really?
What is
knocked
is that
me
like?
For a loop, and I had to compose myself.
And 405 boys, jump in here, man. We're talking about why suspensions are so important. What is it like when you let go of that trans brake? Tell everybody what it's like, the G-force, the hammering to the back of your head, the hammering to your back and bodies. What is that like?
Don't everybody speak at once.
Really, you just get used to it. I mean, it's second nature to us now. We don't even think about it. I mean, back in the day when you went from a 13-second car to a 12-second car, that's a major jump, 12-second to 11-second. Yeah. And now most of our cars are capable of high sevens. It's, you know, it's just like second nature anymore. I mean, we don't even notice that. When we're pulling up to the line, we ain't thinking about nothing but getting to the finish line first. I think I speak for the group on that. You know, I mean, chop that tree down and get to the finish line first. That's all we think about.
Chop the tree down. Rhino, what's it like for you? Rhino, you out there with us?
Nothing.
Thank you, Austin.
Did we lose him? So let's talk a little bit about some of the things we discussed yesterday,
okay.
Bo, was the reason,
dang it.
The reason. Go ahead. You guys with us?
Yeah.
Okay. One of the things, Bo, we discussed yesterday is the reason why the suspension underneath that car is so important is because you literally can get knocked out from the hit coming off that starting line, and you want to make sure that car goes straight, even if you're out for a second, so you can regain your senses. Let's go down that that path a little bit.
The only reason that I know that is because I was working on a car for a client that was driving the car, and every time he let go of the trans brake, about 30, 40 foot out, he'd come off the throttle. He's like, what? Like, what is he doing? You know, we'd check the data logger, and obviously he'd come off the throttle. So we finally put a camera in there, and when he let go of the trans brake, we seen some egg whites. The car was knocking him out from the G-force.
So, Bub, when we talk about a trans brake, what are these words we're hearing these drivers talk about? So it's essentially a, if you think trying to launch a car on the street, let's try to dumb it down as much as we can. So maybe you've got like, some people, let's just say like a brand new stock Camaro. Let's go stupid basic here, right?
Okay, sure.
You've got a stock Camaro. Well, you can't just sit at a light when you're trying to race somebody, for example, not saying we're street racing here or anything. But let's say you're sitting at a light and you want to maybe get this thing launched pretty hard. Well, what are your options? You're going to sit there and either put it in neutral and slam it into drive. Probably not the best thing to do, right? But a lot of people do that kind of crap. Or you could put your left foot on the brake, if it's an automatic, for example. And you can maybe hold the throttle at like 3,500, whatever you want to hold it at.
Somebody's got feedback coming for their phone back there. Listen to it in the background here.
There we go. We'll take it down on the board a little bit here. Okay.
Thank you.
So you've got somebody that's trying to, build power in this thing, but, you can't just sit there and hold it at a certain RPM because the car is going to want to drive away. That's naturally what the transmission is going to want to do. So you have what's called a trans brake where you can essentially just hold this car, especially if you have, a two-step limiter, whatever it is you're trying to launch off of.
A two-step limiter is?
It's an ability to be able to control the RPM at a certain point. So maybe you want to launch it, 4,000. Maybe you want to launch at 5. Maybe you want to launch at 3. Wherever you're trying to launch, you can go full throttle with the car as long as you're activating a two-step trigger, and it will be full throttle. Your foot will be 100% throttle, but the car will only be holding at a certain RPM.
Okay.
So you combine like a two-step launch control with, for example, a trans brake, and you can literally just hold full throttle on this thing and drop that button, and you're going to go, and it's everything full on at one time.
That's what Bo was teaching me yesterday a little bit. You guys know all about stuff on the management side. But Bo says when that thing lets go,
it's violent.
And that's what he was saying. He was saying there are two types of cars. There are drivable cars, and there are violent cars. Bo, would you please identify the difference between the two?
Really, it doesn't matter which power adder you got. The car can be violent. It just depends on how you've got it set up and how hard you plan on hitting the tires with it. But typically, you see more of the nitrous cars that are a little bit more violent than, your boosted applications. You can leave a little bit
nitrous
softer.
Nitrous cars are a party.
Do what?
Say that again.
Nitrous cars are a party.
The nitrous cars are
they definitely hit hard.
So what's it like? Take us down the track. Explain it so that the people around the world understand. All they see is something that makes a lot of great noise, and 5 seconds later, it's down there. They don't understand it. Paint a mental picture. What is happening inside of there?
So say you're sitting on the highway, right, and you're sitting there at a dead stop, and a semi-truck hits you from the ass end about 80 miles an hour. That's what it feels like to let go of the trans brake.
Holy smokes. Jace, what were you saying?
I've been nitrous and pro charger, and nitrous definitely leaves harder. It's just all there whenever you let off the training brake. Usually boost application, you gotta either build boost on a turbo or like pro chargers RPM based on the boost. So it might take a little while, but usually pro chargers make a little bit more torque. Like my car makes probably 1,300 foot pounds of torque, and it's pretty violent whenever you let off. I usually got to go into my grid system and recharge the timing so much that way I can actually get off the line. Street
That's
racing
crazy.
Mostly, but
maybe we're going to talk about that next week. Some of the things that take place inside that car.
Yeah.
You know, and let the boys do that. We do have a lot of stuff coming up next week, Bub. We're at the top of the hour. We were blessed to have Paul Sr. Call in and share some memories with us and talk about his new show on Wednesday night. Boys, we'll be doing something as well on those nights. We can't talk too much about that. The amazing Chuck Burks is in the house with us on it. There's a lot of great stuff going on. Blessed to have all these boys with us, Bub, and Senior, and all the great things in life, man.
Yeah, man, a lot of great things going on. You guys are just going to have to stay tuned for the next episode coming up. Stay tuned for our daily live streams as well that we do here live around the facility, showing off some of the incredible work rolling out of BEM, everything from the celebrity rides to the basic tech tips, the product promos, man, all the way down to what we got going on, some of these small tire legend boy cars, and you know, everything we got going here for SEMA 18 as well. We've got a lot of stuff in the works, man. We're having a lot of fun with it. And just cranking out.
We are at the top of the hour, Bub. We got to climb out of here. All of the 405 guys, I can't thank you enough for being part of this family, man, and everything that is going on here. How do we say thank you to you?
Muchas gracias.
There you go. There it is. Good morning to Robin Weigel, Kenneth Mitchell out there, Phyllis Burritt, Russell Smith, Robin Nelbach, the lady is in the house, Bob Snow, Snowman, John Andrade Sr., Brian Lufton, and Paul Martin. Ladies and gentlemen, we're at the top of the hour. Big announcements coming up this week. We'll have everything finalized so we can talk a lot about it. Bo, Andrade Sr., Jace, Rhino, just everybody out there with us. I appreciate it. We love you. We want everybody to have a great, great weekend. And Monday, we'll be back at it, Bub, at 11 o'clock with the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports daily live stream.
That's it.
Until Monday, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on what, Bub?
Doing it Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Please, today, everybody, Allen Chevrolet, Sebring, Florida, go see Senior and Joni. I understand the hit of the show, the Chihuahua that was just rescued, will be, I'm telling you, the Seniors are the best people, are the Tuttles are the best people in the world, ladies and gentlemen. I get goosebumps. They are good, good, hardworking, blue-collar, salt-of-the-earth people who never forgot where it all started and came from. Orange County Choppers, watch for them. Their new show, Wednesday night, 9 or 10 o'clock. They will dial that time frame in for you and let them know. I'm telling you, the family is back, and that is going to be the tagline. The family is back. Paul Sr., Paul Jr., Mikey, Joni, the whole family is back, ladies and gentlemen, and it's what Paul Sr. wanted all along. He didn't want the arguing, he didn't want the drama, and he didn't want the separation. Good people, good family. If you want to know everything about how to be a good mentor and a businessman, The Ride of a Lifetime, Paul Sr.'s number one selling national New York best time seller, The Ride of a Lifetime, man, and that's been my Bible, and you can see notes in my book. It's highlighted in pink. It's highlighted in yellow. I carry it on the airplane when I'm on tour. I carry it beside. It sits on my nightstand when I need a bit of motivation. I literally pick up the book. I can open it to any page, and I'm learning something new every time I look in that book, man. Robin, thank you for the wonderful production. I appreciate it, Bub. You are the best of the best out there in the world. I definitely, definitely appreciate it. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique. Miss Outlaw Boutique. Yes, sir.
Can I give a shout-out?
You sure can.
Lissa Waters, thank you. Luke Simon, thank you.
Any other people you need to jump through on your notes right there?
Oh, we mentioned everybody.
Got everybody? Good, man. Right on, man. Thank you, Mr. Producer. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Outlaw Boutique, the girls are going to be live down there. Miss Robin and the supermodel Layla Von Athey. Big party at Bub's house tonight. Look out, Jupiter. It's getting ready to go down.
I know where the police are going to be.
I know where the police are going to be. Half of them are.
They're going to be chasing Bubba down the street.
Naked. Well, that's what happened last time. Listen, man, naked down the street.
I planned for plan A, plan B. Last party, I went epic, and I only went plan A, so I had no plan B in place once the clothes came off. This time I'm going in sober, so I'm going to go plan A, outfit. Plan B is going to be something underneath of that outfit.
Okay, sounds good, man.
Plan C is nothing.
That's exactly.
I'll know that you got caught if you run through the briar bushes.
That's exactly. Scratches on the pecker. Look out. How about sure. that? How about that? 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, 561-660-6695. Everybody call the girls just to say hi today. Guarantee their voice will take you out just as much as to look at them, man. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, that's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Check it out. 19,000 new parts and accessories on sale. Monster. Monster is what, Bub?
Energy done Bubba style.
Energy done Bubba style. And Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event, January 21st big, big announcement there coming up out of that whole routine as well, Bob.
Yep.
How do we get these cars down the track? It's Renegade Fuel, Bob.
That's it.
Guys are out there taking care of putting fuel in these cars and running them down the track for us, man.
Yep.
Renegade Fuel. Until Monday, ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out and touch somebody's life in a very positive manner. Please open the door for somebody whose hands are full. If somebody's got holes in the bottom of their shoes, please help them with a pair of shoes. I'll bet you got a pair in your trunk that you could just give to them, even if they're a little big. Help them out, man. Somebody's cold and they need a meal. They're standing on the corner. You know what? McDonald's, 7-Eleven, Sitco, it's cheap. It's not a big deal, man. It's that cup of coffee you bought at Starbucks. Help them out, all right? Would you please? And let's make sure we take care of all the animals that are in our lives, man. They're the very best. They bring us a lot of happiness. They bring us a lot of joy. And they don't know how to take care of themselves. It's up to us to take care of them. Until Monday, ladies and gentlemen, you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Thank you for allowing us into your hearts and homes. And thank you for making us number one. We love you. Keep on doing it Bubba style.